FNC's Piro, NY post-censorship-proof election is about freedom versus the left turning America into a fascist state. By Jeff Poor on October 18, 2020. Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro discussed big tech's efforts to censor a story from the New York Post, which directly tied Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden to Burisma, a Ukrainian oil and gas company. The Post reports appear to show the younger Biden leveraging his father's position, which at the time was the vice presidency, for his own personal gain. Pirro likened those big tech efforts to fascism. Transcript as follows. Pirro, if ever there was any doubt in your mind that the upcoming election is about your freedom versus the left turning America into a fascist state, look no further than big tech censoring the New York Post. Joe and Hunter Biden exposes proof positive that you will never know the truth if Joe Biden is elected. Now, I've been telling you for a while, but the left is lying to you and trying to steal your freedom. I even wrote a book about it. But what Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook and Jack Dorsey's Twitter have done in the last 72 hours should scare the heck out of you. This is not the left trying. They are actually stealing your freedom and suppressing freedom of the press and freedom of speech. They are literally watching and monitoring your communications with others and deciding what you should and should not see and what you should and should not share. The New York Post, one of America's oldest newspapers, published emails allegedly from Hunter Biden's laptop that contradict presidential candidate Joe Biden's claim he knew nothing of Hunter's business in the Ukraine. There's even a photo of Joe on a golf course with an executive from that Ukrainian company. Joe, not being the smartest man in the room or in any room for that matter, confirmed some of the story since he has already admitted to threatening to withhold $1 billion if the prosecutor investigating that Ukrainian company is not fired within 6 hours. Query, how is that even Joe Biden's business? But the Twitter and Facebook brown shirts made it their business to block and censor, refusing to even allow the exposed to be shared on their platforms. This is not only election interference, it should be an in-kind contribution to the Biden campaign. Excuses range from lack of authoritative reporting, unreliable, to reducing the spread of misinformation. By the way, how do you know it was information? This is all that Joe Biden said. Begin video clip. Bo Erickson, CBS News reporter. Mr. Biden, what is your response to the New York Post story about your son, sir? Joe Biden, D, Democratic presidential nominee, I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. It's right up your alley. They are the questions you always ask. End video clip. Pirro, they even use the excuse they don't share private information. Query, then how did Donald Trump's tax returns and Melania Trump's phone calls get through to your platforms? Let me see if I get this straight. Big Tech, aka Big Brother, does its best to erase a damaging expose in a former vice president who leveraged $1 billion American taxpayer dollars so that his far from reliable son who would continue to make millions and allegedly share it with his family. Yet for years, Twitter, Facebook and the mainstream media were happy to share anything derogatory on our legitimately elected president. Anonymous sources, leaked reports and unverified information are the social media rules when it comes to President Trump. Prosecutors and the FBI lying to Congress, the American people and the FISA court in order to spy on Donald Trump and then frame him are perfectly acceptable. When Joe Biden, however, is involved in the ugliest kind of corruption, complete blackout. There was no support or credible source for the defamatory claims that Donald Trump was a Putin puppet, a Putin asset. Even Mueller and his pitbulls couldn't prove any of it. Not once did Twitter or Facebook give a damn. Not once did they choose to reduce the spread of unsupported information on Donald Trump. All we heard for 3 years was Donald Trump was a Putin puppet. You want to know who is a puppet? You want to know who is an asset? You want to know who couldn't be blackmailed? Joe Biden. The guy who says China is not the problem, a man running for president whose son made money off of China and Ukraine, and whose son, according to evidence in the New York Post, can be blackmailed easily. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, he needs to be hauled before Congress to find out under oath why he didn't share the information from the laptop with the Department of Justice. As they impeached President Trump, this information blocked by the left could have put an end to their star chamber. But I told you months ago that Christopher Wray needed to be fired. In America, we have a First Amendment right to free speech and freedom of the press, and we exercise it daily. The left is so out of sync with the Constitution and the fundamental values of our founding fathers that their America is almost unrecognizable. How dare Twitter and Facebook create an abyss to block information they don't agree with or that harms a Democrat, especially with protections given to them by Congress? No leftist, fascist, Trump-hating monopoly should ever be able to arbitrarily decide what we can say or share. If they had their way, there would be only one party, one way to think, speak and vote. They call our president a fascist. They are the fascists. The blackout of information by the left is pure fascism. You are not entitled to say things digitally or transfer information. We have watched them lie, shadow ban us, cancel us because they don't agree with us. This cannot happen in America. A reminder, their right to cancel and prohibit information sharing must end immediately. It's time for Congress to stop worrying about themselves in the next election. You and Congress work for us. You rule only with the consent of the governed. If you don't break up and regulate these monopolies instead of giving them immunity under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, this will only get worse. We must never put America in a position where monopolies like Twitter and Facebook can regulate our thoughts. And if we do, then the words of Ronald Reagan are meant for us. This generation, freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. Tag, we're it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.